Supervisor Larry Cruzy looked tired during yesterday's meeting of the Lee County Board of Supervisors. He can be forgiven, though, because he worked well into the night Tuesday.
A little bit before 9 o'clock last night, when we got all the last
thing. They said, we're good, you're good, right. Let's take it forward and get full approval. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What Cruzy is referring to is a development agreement between Lee County and Iowa Fertilizer Company. He has been part of a team that spent months trying to convince the company that Lee County would be the best site for its new nitrogen fertilizer production plant. Cruzy says he can sum up the process with one word.
Tedious. We've worked very hard with the company.
The agreement between the two sides lays out the incentives available to the company. The supervisors congratulated each other after approving it, though Cruzy acknowledged that it was still up to the company to choose Lee County.
Well, thank you all for joining us today. It's certainly a big day for Iowa.
That's Iowa Governor Terry Branstad.
We get to celebrate the state's single largest capital investment project again.
Governor Branstad is referring to the fact that the company's interest in Lee County first came to light months ago, but now it is official. The $1.4 billion plant will be built on 500 acres of land near Weaver. The site offers rail, river, and highway access and is located near a natural gas line, which is essential to the plant's operation. Branstad says the project will create 165 full-time permanent jobs and several thousand temporary construction jobs. He says this is a much-needed shot in the arm for Iowa, especially Lee County.
It does give hope for those who have been waiting a long time in the Lee County area for great job opportunities. And I am again very proud that the Iowa Fertilizer Company has chosen Iowa and chosen Lee County.
Nassif Sawiris is the CEO of Araskum Construction Industries, an Egyptian firm that is the parent company of Iowa Fertilizer Company.
After considering multiple locations, Iowa was a natural fit for our fertilizer plant. As the top corn-producing state in the country, Iowa is home to many of the farmers that will use Iowa Fertilizer Company's products.
Landing the jobs, though, was not cheap. Lee County will waive the property taxes on the new construction and improvements to the site for 20 years, and the Iowa Economic Development Authority Board has approved about $60 million in tax credits, with $50 million more available over the next 2 years. The price tag for 165 permanent jobs has led a number of groups, including Americans for Tax Reform and We Are Lee County, to publicly criticize the project. Iowa Economic Development Authority Director Debbie Durham says she does not buy into that type of thinking.
The reality is, when you look at the economic impact of something of this magnitude, a $1.4 billion capital project, you look at the construction jobs that are going to come alongside and service this, you look at the direct jobs that will co-locate next to this plant, small businesses that will be there permanently.
Durham says the state of Iowa had to increase its original pledge of roughly $25 million because of pressure from Illinois. That state made a bid for the plant, and Sawiris says Illinois actually made a bigger offer. He says Iowa won out, though, because his company has more faith in its business climate.
The state of Illinois promises that exist today are not sustainable, in our view, given the balance sheet of the state of Illinois. So whatever tax regime exists today, we have to take with a grain of salt. In addition to that, the unfunded pension liabilities of the state of Illinois were a big concern for us.
Sawiris hopes to break ground on the new plant in the very near future. He says Araskum Construction Industries has already acquired an Iowa-based construction company as part of that process. Here are some more of the details. IFC's development agreement with Lee County says the plant will be finished within 3 years, all of the required equipment and machinery will be in place before 2020, and the company will pay for infrastructure improvements and reimburse the county for the lost property tax revenue over the next 20 years. This again is Lee County Supervisor Larry Cruzy.
We are not giving away more than what we're getting.
There are still plenty of issues to be resolved. They include training local workers for jobs in the fertilizer industry and working out a deal with the Fort Madison School District to make up for the lost property tax revenue. But for Lee County, the announcement is more than just numbers, such as jobs created, tax credits, and capital investments. It's a big step towards changing the local culture of unemployment and poverty to one of growth and prosperity. I'm Jason Parrott.